We continue. It is WGN Radio Tornado Relief Day. I've got an interesting story on the phone right now. Beth Swanson standing by. Is it Beth? Do I have your full name here, Beth, or is it? Am I missing something?
It's Beth Verdon.
Beth Verdon. Okay.
Beth Swanson Verdon on Facebook, which is how some people found me related to this story.
Mark Wells is the gentleman who lost his home and his daughter Josie, and you heard that heartbreaking audio. You maybe even have seen the video that has been viral for a while. You live where?
Yes. I live in Homer Glen, Illinois.
And Homer Glen
is just north of Joliet.
And Homer Glen, you know, as the crow flies, as my dad would have said, is what, about 120 miles away from where the Wells family house was?
Yes, my nephew Eric actually looked it up, and it's 125 miles, he told me.
So you're 125 miles away. What did your family find?
Well, we saw a lot of the stories on the news Sunday night after the storms about debris showing up in places. And my husband's from Peoria. We still have a lot of family down there in East Peoria and Washington and Peoria. So we were following it pretty closely. And the stories about the debris showing up were just crazy. And the next morning, my husband was already out the door before 6 a.m. And when I woke up at 6, I went out in the kitchen. And on my kitchen counter was a picture of a beautiful young girl, a 8x10 school photo. And it was tattered and torn, but you could still see her face. And when I turned it over, it was dated 2011. And it was from Brian Photo, which I found out was Washington, Illinois. Couldn't read the name of the girl on the back because that part of the photo was gone.
Right.
As it turned out, the photo was Josie Wells.
How about that? I mean, you know, small world, and how about and you know how much it means for you to be able to get that piece of that picture back, because, again, they lost everything.
Yes, yes. And, I saw the video, and it was heart-wrenching to have to think of them going through that. But, you know, I had the photo posted up on my Facebook page by 6 a.m., and I linked it to my nephew, Eric's, who lives in Washington. He was just three blocks from where the hardest-hit area was, and he and his wife shared it with their family and friends, and within 9 hours, my niece figured out who the girl in the photo was, called me back, and we had contacted Mark Wells and his wife through Facebook, and a family friend of theirs, it turns out, is my neighbor down the street in New Lenox, and by 6 p.m., that photo was in Jillian's hands and was on its way back to Washington.
Oh, that's great.
That's so cool.
It's tremendous. It's a great story. And to take that extra effort is really what it takes. Listen, you didn't ask for anything, but I think you deserve a little something for going the extra mile. And there's a guest house called the Galena Aldrich Guest House in Galena, and we got a little getaway package for two. So take whoever you like. And enjoy a stay there. We've got some other things that we'll throw in, dinner and various other things, just for being a good person. Again, you didn't ask for it, but we want to do that for you.
Oh, that's really wonderful. And actually, Steve, what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to give that to Mark and Carrie and let them use it.
I thought you might. Very, very sweet. Hold the line, if you would, please. Well, she's great. And that's the spirit of people doing the right thing. And this is, I want to take it back. Just a second, dial it back to the story that I really has everybody talking this morning of Anne Marie Klein. Anne Marie Klein is a woman who called up. Her brother passed away. He had cancer. He was 39 years old, and he had written three cards to his kids, and he had asked her to give those kids to the kids at an appropriate time. And obviously, she would decide when that time was. Her house was destroyed. And she can't find those cards, and she's devastated. And she said this morning on the show, I let him down. I blame myself. So she's, you know, just tortured over this, obviously. So what we want you to do to tie everything together here is to take that extra step as well, the way Beth Verdon has. Look, search. Let me tell you something. I got a prize package for you if you find these cards that you're not going to believe.
Absolutely.
We will make it worth your while to dig through your shrubbery. So get out there and see if you can find the cards as well. And didn't we put that clip up already so people can hear it?
It's already up. You can hear her interview, and you can also, it's on Facebook, it's on Twitter, it's on our website. So It'll motivate you.
But you guys help me out now. She said she had three cards. They were kind of in colorful envelopes. I don't have the names of the kids in front of me. Do you have them?
Brendan, Cameron, and Aaron. And they're sealed in plastic, so there's a good chance that they're okay.
Yeah, and they were in a green, like heavy-duty cardboard-ish box.
Mint green, I think she
said. Mint green, that's right, So let's find those. What a great story that would be. And we'll ask the other shows throughout the day to continue to mention that as well. But Beth Verdon, great job and very generous of you. And very nice. It's a nice deal. So the Wells, once they feel like doing it, a nice package in Galena with a two-night stay at the Aldrich Guest House and a gift certificate or two to Gabby's Gifts and Galena Garlic Company and a tour and dinner at Vinnie Vannucci's. And wine tastings and other things from the, among other places, the Mosbach Winery tasting and tour, the Galena Celery's Vineyard and Winery. And as I said, we gave that to her, and she said, no. Give it to the Wells.
Right.
I mean, how great is that? So thank you, Beth Verdon, for being such a great person. All right, do we need a quick break? We'll come back? Is that the deal? All right, quick break.